entertaining, and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer. WABC Early News time is 5:31. By the way, Frank, before we get into our guest, on this day, back in, I believe it was 1631, if I'm not mistaken. I remember it so well. Mumtaz Mahal dies during childbirth. Her husband, Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan I, then spends more than 20 years building her tomb. We know it today as the Taj Mahal. It's not only one of the world's most famous mausoleums, but it's also one of the greatest symbols of love and devotion. I think that is the perfect segue to our next guest, who, by the way, is a father as Frank, Jerry Camerata. I don't know if you heard this, but Frank announced today that he and his wife, the beautiful and brilliant Rachel, are expecting their first child in December.
Oh, mazel tov. That is terrific. Congratulations, Frank.
Well, thank you, Jerry. I mean, the reason we're having you on is purely selfish, so I can get some fatherhood tips from the go-to expert here.
Well, by the way, Jerry Camerata is he's done many things. He was the dean of student affairs, I believe it is, for a certain college, at Touro College.
Touro College of Osteopathic Medicine.
There you go. There, you said it, I didn't. And he's also, I know him best as the author of The Fun Book of Fatherhood, which is such a wonderful thing. And it's so great because Jerry and I are friends on Facebook, and he became friendly with my mom on Facebook, and so he offered his book to my mom to give to my brother. It's just so sweet because my brother has a three-year-old now, his first kid. So just such a wonderful person. And Jerry, I'm so happy to have you here on this very special day for our little WABC Early News family. Tell us a little bit about this book and what sort of the impetus was for it.
Well, the book was an important book in my life because it made me aware of the fact that I wasn't spending enough time with my first and second child. And because of that, I decided to write a book that would try to allow parents to understand how much they really do have to love their children, how they have to share experiences with them, how they need to support them in life. So when they're having a tough time, the parents are there and can really give them the lift that they need, give them self-esteem and how to solve problems. And what I realized was it's all out there. Everything is so incredibly vividly clear if you look at the animal kingdom, because every day the animals do that with their young. And if the examples are so rich there, using those examples could help us be better parents. So the book really revolves around a number of stories about how animals live their lives, and it's a great teaching tool for parents to use to become better parents and ultimately to have more rich children in our lives.
Well, if people are just tuning in, we're talking with Dr. Jerry Camerata, a good friend of mine, the author of the book, The Fun Book of Fatherhood, A Paternity Leave Dad, Tale of a Pioneer. He also has a lot of experience not only as an educational administrator, but as a commissioner in the Giuliani administration and a former member of the Board of Education when it existed. Now, Jerry, a lot of people may not be familiar with your story. Back in 1973, you made history by becoming the first father in the United States to fight for and win paternity leave from the New York City Board of Education. And then that resulted in a new regulation at the federal EEOC. This is something that people just take for granted now because you were such a pioneer in that regard. Explain to folks what the situation was like back then. I imagine when you told a lot of your colleagues that you were trying to take paternity leave and you were going to do whatever you could legally to get it, a lot of them looked at you cross-eyed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in that day, we're talking 50 years ago, it wasn't the thing to do. I mean, daddy goes to work and mommy stays at home. And that's the way we built our communities. And it appeared to be a very productive way. But when you think about it, it was very unproductive because it really created a mechanism where the father was taken away from the daily chores and the daily experiences that they very often, I really believe in back then, wanted to participate in, but really couldn't. And if it wasn't, interestingly, and to credit to Juliet, if it wasn't for the women's movement and the work that they did in getting their equal rights, It never would have happened in terms of getting paternity leave established on the books. So nothing is done in isolation. I think we all work cooperatively together. We see things that are happening, and we take those opportunities to make our lives just a little bit better. And when you look over the last 50 years, for example, it was my historic leave in the 70s. Then came Carter's White House Conference on Families. Then came Clinton's Family Medical Leave Act. And today we're still talking about it, and only 7% of dads throughout the country enjoy a paid family leave. So things move very, very slowly. We're talking about it now. We do not have a national family policy, a national family paid leave policy. So no matter what state you go to, dads can be treated fairly. I think dads want that opportunity to hug their children a little bit more. I think moms and dads want that opportunity to share in those experiences in the household and to show children that whatever you want to do when you grow up, you can do it because you see mommy and you see daddy doing it.
Get this book,
guys. The
animals
do it that way, and we should too.
Yeah, get this book, The Fun Book of Fatherhood by Jerry Camerata, and I'm going to post a link to it on my Twitter at Jet Set Juliet. And by the way, I just saw the picture on your Facebook of my brother reading the book with his daughter, Eliana, and I burst into tears, of course, because I'm just completely emotional today for many reasons, not the least of which is that Frank announced that he's having his own little rugrat. So I'm just psyched. Jerry, it's so good to have you on the show. We love you. And please, I have a feeling Frank is going to be calling you.
Absolutely.
Well, he can call me anytime he wants, and it's nice that America wakes up to Juliet and Frank every morning on
Thanks,
WABC.
Bud.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, bud.
The book is The Fun Book of Fatherhood. It's a fun book with a lot of animal references. So whether you're a parent or an animal lover, it's a book worth checking out.